You're listening to the Impact Podcast by Jacqueline Jacks. This podcast focuses on getting over yourself and getting into your head in order to get out of your head. I don't sweat the small stuff here, and I hope that you will take on that personality as well. So does burnout come with your territory? Because if it does, you're managing under high stress circumstances, and it's usually for overachievers like me. But if you are feeling that way, I think that you probably are determined to win, and you probably will, but you don't really have to burn out along the way. So, oh boy, you've done it again. You're at your breaking point and everything is crashing down around you. I totally get this feeling. So I'm going to tell you how to do this marathon without really losing your mind. If you're thinking right now that you're going to come out of your skin and you're like, oh my God, I'm at my breaking point. Everything is crashing down. I really need to figure out what to do and how to move forward. Well, if this is how you're feeling, then you're not alone. I suffered from this kind of anxiety over and over again. So many times on my journey, in fact, that one, I'm still here because I figured out a way to manage it. Let me remind you first, though, of a well-known saying, never give up on yourself. This is a marathon and not a sprint. You have to be in this for the long game because this is your personality and this is what you're made of. The mental burnout is just a product of you going too hard, too fast, and not managing your expectations. See, burnout is a condition of like emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion. It's caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It can occur as a result of a single extremely taxing day and chronic situations. So situations that go on and on and on without you managing them. If you're an overachiever like me and someone who never lets up on yourself, I'm going to change your life today because I have written down some things that will definitely make this better and allow you to manage what's going on in your head. Get ready to learn how to keep going without deeply affecting your health and your well-being. I don't want you going crazy. I want you achieving your goals. But burnout is commonly associated with a workplace. And whether you're working at home or you're working in an office, there's so many factors that go into it. And there's so many stresses that go into it. You know, it's always present in overachievers as well. When you're constantly dealing with ongoing challenges, you will burn out. Let me repeat that. You will burn out. It's almost a certainty that you're going to experience this on your journey at least once, if not several times. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you. I suffer from it a lot because I'm a risk taker and I get deeply involved in my job, in my goals, and in my progress. I get so involved that I take failure really personally, and I think it's hard not to take failure personally. I feel it's a reflection of who I am as a person, even though it really isn't. I have to actively manage that feeling, or it becomes a drain on my energy, and it causes everything to shut down. One of the things that helped me with that one piece of this is to remember that it's not a reflection on me if I win or lose at this moment in time. It's the goals that I'm setting and the little wins that I need to celebrate. That's a reflection on me. And how I handle it, that's a reflection on me. The good news is that once you know how to handle it and what your threshold is and what lies at the root of your problem, then you have the ability to solve the problem and actually manage it. So what is burnout? Like, what are the combination of factors that will lead to burnout? Let's go over the short list. Burnout is often caused by a combination of factors, a lack of control over your circumstances. Does that one surprise you? Because it kind of does sometimes when I tell people that, when you don't have control over your future, you can burn out because you feel like it's never ending, right? The daily grind is never ending. If you're putting too much daily pressure on yourself, that is going to cause you to burn out. You have to know how to manage that daily, that hourly pressure while you stay focused. If you have unclear expectations, ooh, that is really a killer because you're never really in your mind settled, right? You're never able to really figure out what that task is and how to manage the expectations of it and when to know it's finished and accomplished. The inability to establish a routine really has to do with burnout because if you don't have a routine, then that means you're going into every single day confused. You're going into every single day really overwhelmed. The lack of support from your family, your social circles, or your friends is super important in this. You will burn out. You will get exhausted. You will be drained if people are constantly at you, telling you you're doing something wrong and they're not supporting you. And if you have nobody to talk to about this stuff, then you will definitely feel that extreme emotion. If you're in a dysfunctional work environment, whether it's at home and there's a lot of distractions, or at work and there's a lot of competition or negative energy or any of those things, if it's dysfunctional, it's dysfunctional. It will cause you to burn out. If there's too little downtime to rest your brain, if you can't unplug from all of this during the day and also over the week, it's going to cause you to burn out. And if you have really, really long hours with little sleep, sleep is so important in all of this. You've got to find ways, even if it's 20-minute naps or little pieces put together, depending on your sleep patterns, you have to get rest. Now, the symptoms to watch out for if you are burning out are things like confusion, brain fog, and the inability to focus. If you can't sleep or you're feeling really restless at night, you're tossing and turning, you're just not able to just decompress, and you're feeling like your heart is racing or you have high anxiety or you have headaches, those are all symptoms. If you're exhausted and you have a bad temper, that's a symptom. If you're feeling like you're failing all the time and you're in panic mode, that's a symptom. You want to hit the refresh button big time. And I like discovering new music actually when I do it. So I constantly update my playlist, like the 100 fresh new songs playlist on Spotify. I'm always adding new music to it all day long because I just feel like discovering new music is a great way to channel my mind and just hit the refresh button. So how do we achieve our goals and not burn out? That's a big question, right? Well, let me remind you that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So if you have big goals, you can't achieve those overnight. So you got to set those expectations right. In order to achieve anything really, really amazing, there is a long game involved. You have to set your expectations on realistic goals and realize that you're in it for the long haul, not just for the momentary high or the feeling of that daily accomplishment, but for the achievement of much bigger things. A good way to describe this is like if you've ever started a YouTube channel, you actually launch videos and nothing happens, right? You feel like, oh my God, nobody is listening, or a podcast, nobody is listening. And then if you do it consistently over time, all of those pieces start to attract new fans to you. And eventually, the algorithms and the universe starts putting your stuff out there because it's consistent and you're starting to become an authority on a certain thing. It's almost like the universe naturally knows when you start to get really good at what you do and it starts to make you more successful. That's that like energy of attraction, right? Before you know that you're good at what you do, it's kind of like you are on the down low and under the radar. And then all of a sudden, along with that experience comes a lot of success. So remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And all of the time that you have to put in to your achievement, the daily achievement of many, many goals in order to reach the big goal, that is all necessary. That's paying your dues. It's all necessary education for you to get to where you want to be. There will be ups and there will be downs along the way, but those are so necessary. It's inevitable. It's just part of life, and it's the way you achieve much bigger things. You learn from all of your mistakes. You learn from all of the failures, and you almost have to have those in order to have the success. But it's okay if your project doesn't meet all of its goals on schedule, because you have probably set the bar too high and you need to relax on that. Now let's figure out when you need a break. If your body starts telling you that it needs a rest before you can take another step, you better listen to it, because that's when you know you need a break. There's nothing wrong with taking some time off. I mean, even if it means doing something as simple as going for a walk, sitting down on the couch, reading a book, doing some artwork. I mean, whatever it is that decompresses you and takes your mind out of your current thing is a break, right? Like, some people right now are listening to YouTube channels that literally have relaxation music or guided meditation. There's even the Calm app, right? There's so much going on in this mental health space right now that perhaps I'm even in the mental health space these days just by doing this podcast episode. But it's going to help clear your mind. And in order to be focused and diligent and put your good energy and your most high inspired thoughts into the task that you have to do, you have to clear your mind first. So that's when you have to take that brain fog symptom, that lack of sleep symptom, really seriously if you're feeling exhausted, and clear your mind. You got to reset. Now, I do this in a couple of ways. Every single day, I go for a walk with my dogs. Every day. I mean, if it's snowing outside, if it's raining outside, I still go. I really do. And I don't mind it. I love it. I just have the right gear for it, right? Like rain gear or snow gear or whatever. But no matter what the weather, I get outside with the dogs because they love it. And I love it too. And it really does help reprogram my brain. Sometimes I have my best ideas when I'm walking, you know. Often the playlist that I share with you guys, I'm actually adding to that playlist while I'm on my walk. I'm like listening to new releases and constantly reviewing new music and exploring and seeing what's out there. And then if I have something I like, I just add it to my playlist. So when you're following my 100 playlist, that's all new music that I've just discovered that day. And it's constantly turning. And then after about maybe 20, 25 days, when the list gets to around 100 tracks, the old ones start dropping off. So you definitely want to pay attention and create your own lists for things like one to go for a walk with, one to relax with, you know, because it really does help. And I did a whole piece on how music sets your mood for the day. The other way that I do this, outside from like a yoga or a cup of coffee or unplugging and watching a video, you know, or maybe painting. I do a lot of painting as well. And that's really just my way of an extreme reset, you know, because when you're painting, you really can't think about work at all. So that's when I really reset. But the Pomodoro technique is amazing for stuff like this, because if you're playing a long game, you need something that you do daily to kind of break up your tasks and allow you to focus and encourage focus. So I like using this Pomodoro technique, and here's how it goes. It's like, mine is kind of a variation on it sometimes, because typically it's in 25 minute intervals, and that's great. And I usually don't need more than 25 minutes for a task. Like sometimes a task will take me 10, 15 minutes. But I set a buffer of 25 minutes so that I get that little bit of extra time to get up and get a cup of coffee, pet the dogs, you know, just chill and not feel like I'm going from one thing to another so drastically that I can't reset my mind and get my mind into that next task. So this is where you take a single task to focus on. And this is why, you know, if you don't have your expectations managed and you don't know exactly what you're going to be working on, if you're in a dysfunctional work environment or you have unclear expectations or a non-established routine, those pressures are going to feed into this, because you're going to notice that you can't do this technique. you're not going to be able to set up those 25-minute focus sessions because you don't know what you're going to work on. So part of your 25-minute session, perhaps, is you figuring out the things you need to do in order to achieve your long-term goal and then break that into daily tasks and then use the Pomodoro technique to get those tasks accomplished. So you want to set a 25-minute timer. And like I said, even if you can't do it in 25 minutes, take a break anyway and mark where you left off and maybe jot down some ideas for what you need to do when you get back to the next session. And if you finish early, use that time not to go on to the next thing, but break then and do something for yourself. You know, then I work on that task until the timer rings and then I reward myself with a break. That can be a piece of chocolate and a cup of coffee. That can be some more music. You know, that can be getting up and dancing around with my dogs, you know, or even a short walk break. I mean, it depends on the time of day. It depends on what kind of level of stress you're in and what your next task is. If your next task or set of tasks is really tough, or you're at a time of day when your concentration is really high, you don't want to break it up too much, you can adjust that based on your needs and what works for you. Doing this really helps me manage my mental stress. And in every high-pressure work environment, you have to employ something to manage the stress because you're going to have stress. Stress is a natural, it's a natural response to life and to change. The timer helps you really refocus though, and I decided on those purposes and get them really clear before I do the technique. Then I give my task full attention without distractions, nothing on that, like no music with words, no lyrics, you know what I mean? Like kind of chill music or no music at all, whatever works. And in an environment where I know I'm not going to be disrupted. Then the timer is finished and I take pride in that accomplishment and I really reward myself. Now this goes on all day long with every task outlined in my calendar, and the timers to keep them focused are there. The key is to have those cushion times because sometimes you won't get it done in 25 minutes and sometimes you will, and that could throw off, you know, your daily routine. But that extra time that you gain or lose can all be made up just by having those buffers. So then you want to savor the moment, right? You want to keep in mind that no one is perfect. Try to savor the moment and enjoy what you're doing. Those tasks shouldn't be like, oh my God, I have to do this. You should take each thing you do as an opportunity to learn, to grow, and realize it's part of this whole process, right? If you're doing this, if you are choosing to do this with your day. I mean, we have how many days until we die, right? Like you're choosing to do this with your day rather than do something else. So you want to take each thing you do as an opportunity and don't dread it. Because if you dread it, you're doing the wrong thing. You shouldn't be doing anything you dread. But it's important to keep in mind that no one can do everything all the time perfectly, and that's okay. So you got to be easy on yourself. The short game is where you learn all the lessons, and the long game is where you win at life. So I'm here to remind you that you can do this. You can tackle this. You can take this on. And know that if you're in it to win it, and if you're in it to set really deep, big, long goals that are stressing you out, it's a long game, baby. It's not a short game. And that long game should be filled with an amazing journey, so many lessons learned. You should embrace the failures because they teach you so much and they push you to do better and find your road. When you fail, that pushes you to find your road. It pushes you to figure out where you should go next. And then you can take account of what didn't work and you take that. And now you know it works. I mean, I think a lot of times I succeed at this point just based on all of my previous failures because I know what not to do. And I know how to recognize where I should put my time and energy because I've been through the way, right? I've taken the journey and I've been on the journey for so long that all of my future endeavors are built on top of the foundation that I learned on that journey to success. So enjoy what you're doing, and you don't have to be a machine, kid. You're allowed to take breaks from work and enjoy life outside, so you deserve them. Remember, you deserve it. You deserve your life. You deserve what you bring to it. And you deserve to be stressed if you're not doing it right. I just want to remind you one more time, keep in mind that no one is perfect. Savor the moment. Enjoy what you're doing. And thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Impact with Jacqueline Jacks. I'll be back again soon. And you know what? I have links all over for those playlists if you want to come and check them out. They're even on my JacquelineJacks.com link tree if you want to go see. Have a great day, you guys, and I'll catch you again later.